Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can New South Wales property agents share commission with people who refer them property listings for sale or management? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 7th of June 2023.
Let's chat about the sharing of commission. Now, we've talked a lot about this in the last year or so. And, you know, it's talked about in both in the Act and in the Property and Stock Agents Regulation of 2022. Section 33 of the Act looks at it. Clause 45 in the regs talks about the sharing of commission. Okay, so, and the Act actually states that a licensee must not enter into an agreement or act in conjunction with a person that the licensee knows to be unlicensed. Other than, you know, someone who's working for, you know, so who is licensed or certificated underneath a licensee in charge. So if they're in another entity. So whereby the unlicensed person is gaining a financial or any type of reward for a referral. So, you know, there's lots of interpretations around this and lots of things that people do. So, you know, an agency might decide to sponsor the local football team or sponsor the local, Parents and Friends Association. Now, that's fine. That's a sponsorship. That's not a sharing of commission. However, as soon as you put an ad in the local football magazine or the local Parents and Friends Association newsletter that says anyone who lists their property, you know, either property management or sales, and they're a member of this and they come from this ad, then we as an agency will pay that football club or we'll pay that Parents and Friends Association or, you know, whatever the organisation is, a referral fee, you know, or part of, you know, what we earn from this. That is sharing commission with a non-licensed entity. Section 33 of the Act, Clause 45 of the regs is saying no. Okay, so it's something that you actually cannot do. So, you know, great ideas about that, you know, great marketing ideas. However, you need to step back and say, okay, sponsorship's one thing and that's quite legal. The sharing of commission is not. So, you know, that's a referral payments between agents is, you know, has been around forever and that is quite legal because you are sharing commission between licensed entities. Now, we had a bit of a discussion about this in the office the other day. And it was, you know, if you're a real estate agent and you are referring a property to another agent who is a stock and station agent, so back onto that old chestnut, can you accept a referral fee because you are not a stock and station agent? You're referring a stock and station property through. Yes, you can. It just says licensed. Okay? If you are licensed, you can share that commission as a referral payment. It's not about the type of category of license. If you're actively working on the sale of the property or the management of that property, yes, you have to have the correct category of license. If it's a referral payment, it just has to be through the licensed entity or the licensed person who is accepting that referral payment.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.